You're listening to WWBC 1510 AM 94.7 FM, the Christian voice of
Today,
Brevard.
On the Word of Truth Revealed.
God is good and all the time. No matter where you go in the African-American community, you can say that you're going to get the same response. That's why I change it. Come with me, Hail Mary. Run quick, see. What do you have here now if you want to ride or die? Nah, 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 nah. Because I ain't no killer. But don't push me. That's why I change it up like that.
Celebrating 32 years of ministry, you're listening to The Word of Truth Revealed with Bishop Merton L. Clark, author, speaker, and lead pastor of Truth Revealed International Ministries, a spirit-filled fellowship of believers located in Palm Bay, Florida.
Join Bishop Clark for the message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, Part 2. Today, Bishop will be teaching from 1 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 9 through 10.
The older I get, the more I realize that our lives is like a bottle of wine. The longer it sits, the more ferment it gets. Some young people think because they're fine that they can just do whatever, but it's not. The older you get, your mind and everything start coming together. Ladies don't understand. Men don't peak until they're in their 40s. That's when they make the most money, 40s and 50s. Y'all want the young studs. What are you talking about, man? You got to grow some. You fine and all that, but you got to grow capacity. Thank you, Jesus. A woman grows with age. With age. With age she grows. You got to see that there's life after your fineness. Thank God you were 21, 22. Let the ladies learn from the older ones. But the older you get, that all of the stuff that you went through, there is no value on that. It's invaluable. You have a greater capacity to demonstrate and the flow. As a pastor, I want to tap into the capacity and extend it. Build the capacity. Glory to God. Don't settle for capacity square footage, the present day square footage of your capacity. God wants to extend it. Thank you, Jesus. I want you to think a moment. I'm about to dive into it about capacity building or the construction of capacity or the manufacturing of capacity or the development of your capacity. We haven't even put anything on the floor yet. It's just the capacity needs to be developed. Even the increase of your capacity. That's why you can't judge a person by what you see. God may have something deeper in them. Let me tell you something that's intimidating to people. It's called stature. It's stature. I'm a 5'10 man, right? I wish I was 6'5. Honestly, I wish I was 6'4, man. Oh, my God. But God didn't give me that. And if he gave it to you, you ought to say thank you that you can walk in a room and look down on everybody. Look and everybody look. Ooh, look at that man. Look, ooh, my God. That's what you get when you 6'4. And that's what you want, ladies? Do you know what comes with that? Whole lot of confidence. You can handle it? Can you handle it? You may get what you want and lose what you have. You can handle it? You can handle an alpha like that? I'm a 5'10 man. I had to become okay with that. Ain't nothing wrong with it. But I realize inside I don't have to be limited to 5'10. Say inside. You have the capacity to grow beyond the limitations of your physical. You can be 7 feet tall, 20 feet tall, 100 foot tall in capacity. It's called stature. And a lot of times when you have stature and confidence and you step in a room, it will make people feel uncomfortable. They'll say cocky. They'll say arrogance. They'll say audacity. But what you are confident, not arrogant, confident in who you are. Confident in the person that God made you. Confident in your abilities. Confident that when you join a team, it's going to get better. Confident that once you put your hands to the plow, everything becomes easier. Confident that when you push, everybody say, "My God, they helped me." Confident that when you step in a room, the atmosphere changes. You can grow that. You can become an atmosphere controller. You can become an air traffic controller. Even demons will recognize that you're growing. Paul, I know. Jesus, I know. But who in the heck are you? You have no oil in your life. And if you get the oil, even the demons would know who you are. I would much rather change the atmosphere when I walk in a room than that somebody just look at a maximum display of flesh and they're standing in awe of me. Oh, I didn't do anything, didn't say anything. I just look good when I walk in the room. I would rather put that to the shelf, table that, and grow internally and change the atmosphere and cause people to dream again when I step in the room. Because capacity helps to extend and increase capacity in others. Put it in your notes. Capacity is of the same order. In other words, if Patricia has capacity and I do, they don't fight with each other. It's of the same order. They celebrate each other. Even if my capacity is larger, capacity is not going to fight. It says to the other, "How can I increase?" But if you lack capacity, you will see intimidation when you see a greater capacity. Thank you, Lord. That's why some teams on the job resist you because they can see capacity. They have limited themselves and don't know how to bring a new gift in. Some churches stop growing because they have the clique there and they won't let new people come into the center. I know you do church well, but to get to the next level, we need people with the same capacity. They may not know what you know when it comes to God. They may can't quote the scripture, but they got capacity and they need to be able to come into the whole. And we have to open up the doors for them. Can somebody say amen? Amen. Thank you, Jesus. I brought that girl in to lead our worship. She got her doctorate last year. She got her doctorate. But that's not why I brought her in, because of her education. I didn't know she was going for her doctorate. I found that out later. She concealed it. I like people like that. They don't show you everything in the first conversation that they have. Let me tell you what I've done. And I did this. And I've accomplished that. You don't need to give me your resume. What about what I'm looking for is capacity. Over a series of weeks, I counseled with the Wilders. I saw capacity. I was teaching Nehemiah. We're having a Nehemiah action. I was teaching Nehemiah. And in the conversation, in the mentoring session, that girl said to me, she said, "Bishop, I'm not Nehemiah. And I'm not Xerxes the king. But I'm the cup." I'm the cup in Nehemiah's hand. And God has prepared me for the pouring. I didn't need to hear no more. I told Darnell Byrd the same words and he started crying. He said, my God, I've never heard anything like that from a worship leader. Because worship leaders usually, I got it. I'm the one making y'all pay me or I'm out of here. That's the mindset of people that play music and they think they are the ones that set the order. The minstrel is supposed to be tied to the set man, not setting the order. I'm the cup in your hands and God prepared me for the pouring. Fill me up and pour me out. Fill me up and pour me out. I never heard that in a worship leader. When I saw that, the Holy Ghost spoke to me and said, secure it. I didn't know that they would be moving on. I didn't know that they would go to Atlanta and have built a house or buy a house and spend several years up there and have to fly back and forth. I didn't know what was coming. All I know, he said, secure it. And we got to be willing to be obedient to what God says, no matter how difficult it is, because of capacity. Now they're selling their home and moving back into the area after going to Atlanta. And you picked up something in Atlanta where the players play. And we ride on those things like every day. You picked something up in Atlanta that you'll be able to bring back to Palm Bay. You picked something up in the experience that you'll be able to bring back here. And God is going to use it to extend and increase the capacity of all of us that are here today. Not with some arrogance. Not with some arrogance. But to help minstrels here. Somebody will say, well, I play better than her. Who cares? I sing better than her. Who cares? God is using people who were mediocre singers during the Hawkins time. If you compare them to Tremaine Hawkins, there is no comparison. But the anointing is in the simple, not in your ability to do curly cues. I said it 20 years ago. There's a shift changing in worship. Ron Canole wasn't the best singer in the world. He can't hold a lamp to Fred Hammond. Yet his music extended around the world because it's simple. When we came up, I was used to song services. I said, we need to have a worship team. We need to have auditions. One of our members was telling me, what are you doing? What are you talking about auditions? Can't nobody do it like so-and-so-and-so. Slapping the table in the restaurant. I said, auditions is not a vogue word. Just like schematics is not a vogue word to engineers. Why would auditions bother you? Trying to expand capacity. I see something coming in the future. We need to set it right now. Thank you, Jesus. And good leadership doesn't settle for the status quo. And just say, we're the best. How do we build it for the future? Whoever built New York had inferior machinery, but they built it for the future. They created an aqueduct that pipes water from a different land into New York. They built it for a subway that you would have trains underground. What are we building for the future? Most of us are recipients of our previous generation and what they built. But what is God putting in you for the people that's coming after us? Church can't be like it used to be. Jesus is the same, but our processes must change. Oh my God, help me, Lord. Oh my God. I'm not mad, y'all, but I'm passionate about what I'm saying. Oh my God. Capacity building for churches? Yes. For organizations? Yes. For communities? Yes. For singers? Yes. For ushers? Yes. What if the usher wasn't just the person who brought you to your seat or told you to sit over there? Or told someone that's standing in line, you can go and sit down, not knowing that that girl just lost her sister. That's the reason she's standing in line, is because her sister died this week. But you wouldn't know that when you're just looking. You got to discern it by the Spirit. What if you were an usher that had discernment? You know the protocol, but for this one, I sense something. Maybe a heavy burden on you. And though you should stand in line and be in line, we're going to usher you up. What if you had people that weren't just being on the usher ministry just to say I'm there, but they came to Bible study too, get a word in them. So when you usher, you have capacity. Got a word in you when you deal with people. It's not just about white gloves and being U.S. Marshals at the door. Because you've been an usher all your life and you know church. God is good and all the time. No matter where you go in the African American community, you can say that, you're going to get the same response. That's why I change it. Come with me, Hail Mary. Run quick, see. What do you have here now? If you want to ride or die, nah, 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 nah. Because I ain't no killer. But don't push me. That's why I change it up like that. Don't come here thinking you already know what the preacher's going to say and you don't have no open door to get something new. I may pull Tupac on you. Glory to God. Genesis chapter 1. Genesis chapter 1, verse 14. And God said, let there be lights in the expanse of the sky to separate the day from the night. And let them serve. Let the light serve. Let the light serve as signs. Let the light serve as signs to mark seasons and days and years. Look at capacity. You say stars, but God say they serve you to show you signs about times and seasons. That if the sun or Mercury or Mars lines up, it may mean something to you. But if you're only smoking ganja, you won't see it. The heavens testify of his order. It serves us. It serves us. That lunar, the moon, serves us. It gives us light at night when it's full. But it also keeps the ocean in its boundaries. Oh my God. There's so much water in this world that it can cover all land masses in a microsecond. But he put the moon there to keep it in its boundaries, to serve us and to protect us. It doesn't rule over us. It serves us. When you stop trying to shine and be in lights and learn that you're supposed to serve, You will increase your capacity, Moon. Mama, you will increase your capacity, Moon. And Father, Son, you will increase your capacity to give luminosity to the world if you start seeing us as a serve for the community. Give me light when you shine. Stop trying to be on the billboards. Shine for me. Why would you look past your family to something that you want to do in life that excludes your family when you should serve me first? Thank you, Lord. It's right there. It serves us to give us a chronological order. And if you're faithful to chronological, God will open up Kairos for you. A moment where he breaks forth. If you're not faithful to calendar, to days, to hours, and to seconds, always late, you will miss your Kairos moment where God can step in and break a move in your life. Thank you, Jesus. How do you learn that? By looking up at the stars. The next time you look up, say they're here to serve us. Not they rule us. I don't care that you're Leo or Cancer or Pisces. What is that? You give more to that than you do your God? They're there to serve you. He created it all to make sure you have a calendar. Oh my God. You don't live by Pisces and Cancer, you live by the word. You want to read your stuff every day, but you won't read a scripture. Ooh, I got to meet. I see. What is a Leo? Who should a Leo meet? Who's compatible to Leo? I got to meet another. I got to meet my sign. I got to hook up that way. What? If you don't have the light of God's counsel, you can get hook up with someone that ties with you physically, but their heart will be far from you. You got to let God direct your relationship. Not stars. They're not there for that. Only to create the difference between moments, times, calendar. Look at the word, verse 15. To let them be lights in the expanse of the sky, to give light on the earth. And it was so. And God made two great lights. In other words, I'm going to bring them greater or closer to you. When he said he made lights, all he did is put it in the lights out there bigger than sun, but they're far away. It just means he made it closer or brought it closer for you to see. The supernova out there, that sun has been brought close to you so you can see. 1 mile closer, it will burn up everything on this earth. Just 1 mile closer. 1 mile back away, it will make everything freeze. He put it in the right place. I'm going to bring the greater lights. The moon, if it was too close, it would cause the water to move so far away from the land that you would have a cliff when you step into the ocean. If it's too far away, the water would rush and cover all of the land. He put it right there. Not for you to serve it and bow to it. It serves you to protect you. And God made two great lights, verse 16. The greater light to govern the day. The lesser light to govern the night. Actually, it has no light. It only reflects. He also made the stars, but they're far away from you. He don't want you to focus on all that so much, the things that are far away, as much as you see the ones that are close. And God set them in the expanse of the sky to give light, that's their primary function, on the earth. To govern the day and the night, and to separate light from darkness. God don't want you to have all day, nor all night, but to separate light from darkness, so throughout your whole life you will be able to say what is light and what is darkness, and what is light and what is darkness, just like you're able to say when it's night and when it's day. You should be so keen, even young people, to know good from evil that you automatically know what's dark and what's light.
Thanks for joining us for the Word of Truth Revealed. If you were blessed by today's message, we would love to hear from you. You can email us at thewordoftruth@truthrevealed.org. For an MP3 of today's message, Developing Greater Productivity in Life, Part 2, log on to our website at www.truthrevealed.org and download reference number 2304-2311. That's reference number 2304-2311.
Ladies, remember to join Pastor Sabrina Sundays at 10 a.m. in the sanctuary for Women's Sunday School. High school seniors, the Truth Revealed Scholarship is for you if you plan to attend college. The annual Trim Excellence Award application period is open until Wednesday, May 31st. Email career.college@truthrevealed.org to request an application.
Abishai Inspired Men, it is time to huddle and strategize on maximizing your potential as a kingdom man. Join Bishop Clark and special guests in the Fellowship Hall on Saturday, May 13th at 9 a.m.
Vacation Bible School 2023, Ready, Set, Move, is scheduled for Monday, July 17th through Friday, July 21st from 9:30 a.m. to 12:30 p.m. Children will move to follow Jesus here, there, and everywhere with this engaging hands-on experience. Get more details and registration information in the Truth Reveal mobile app or log onto our website, truthreveal.org, to register your children ages 2 through 6th grade.
New members' classes are still in session. Email connect@truthreveal.org to get started.
Again, thank you for joining us and have a blessed day.
He made me in his image. He made me just like him. He trusted. Just like you.